理课堂听 class.com。
Unit 14, Agency.
Jackson, the president of Jackson Corporation Limited, has raised the question of an agency agreement with China Tusu several times before, and Mr. Wan was looking into the matter. Mr. Wan, we've spoken before this matter, and I hope we can come to some agreement this time.As you know, Jackson Corporation Limited would very much like to act as China Tusu's agent in the US and America.
Yes, indeed. I've spoken to the relevant branches of our organization, and we're willing to appoint Jackson's as our sole agent for the US.
Excellent news. Once the agreement is signed, we'll be able to promote your products more vigorously.Giving so agency to us will also reduce the number of rivals, which is beneficial for business development. And, as you are aware, we have a broad customer base and dealt with many retailers not only in the US, but all over America. So we feel that the agency agreement should cover America as well as US.
I see, but we also have a well-established customer base in America and don't really feel the need for an agent to cover America on our behalf. Besides, we have many old customers in Canada and Brazil. If we sign up with you, we would undoubtedly lose these old and valued customers.
Okay, well, let's bear that in mind.I would suggest that the duration of the agreement should be 3 years, and then after that, if it proves satisfactory to both sides, we can extend the agreement.
Sounds fine. You've clearly given this a lot of thought. What quantity do you propose to sell?
I would suggest 30,000 square meters in year one, 40,000 square meters in year two, and 50,000 square meters in year three.
Good. We must also clarify what kind of carpets you will sell on our behalf. We can't just say Chinese carpets. That's too general. What we mean is super woolens.
I'm disappointed that you are restricting the types of carpets we can sell as well as the geographical area we can cover. This will certainly affect our sales. By far, the greater part of our sales are made abroad.In fact, only 20% to 25% of our sales are to US retailers. I really think you should reconsider either the question of area or the question of the type of carpets we are allowed to sell.
Oh, I'm sorry. I obviously haven't made myself clear. You can certainly sell as many different types of carpets as you like. We'd be delighted, of course.You can order them from us in the usual way. You will, however, be required to sell on our behalf the types that you undertake to sell on our behalf under the agency agreement.
I see. That would be fair enough. And there's one more point we should discuss, and that's our commission. You know, we have to put in a lot of extra work and do a lot of advertising. Now we have the responsibility of agency.So, I wonder if you could increase our commission by 2%.
I'm sorry, I don't think I can increase the commission by 2%. But all being well, I might be able to increase it by 1%. But 1% will have to be paid at the end of the year, when we see that the year's quota has been sold.
All right, I agree. I think we've covered most points, unless you've anything else to raise.
No, not that I can think of. Perhaps I could ask you to draw up the agreement.
Yes, of course. We'll get it signed tomorrow.
That'll be fine.
Good morning, Mr. Black.
Good morning, Mr. Wu. First of all, I'd like to thank you for your kind invitation to visit your beautiful country. I hope my visit will help promote a friendly relationship between us.
I've been looking forward to your visit. It's a great pleasure for us to have you as our guest. and it is always more convenient to discuss things face to face.
I have good news for you, Mr. Wu. Your T-shirts can find a ready market in our country. My clients are very satisfied with the last delivery of your T-shirts. The styles and colors are very much to the taste of our market.
Thank you for efforts.
We've spent no efforts in promoting the sales of your T-shirts. Advertisements have been made both in newspaper and on TV programs. Our salesmen have worked hard to push the sales of your products here and there. All these have cost us a lot.
Thank you for all the work you have done to promote the sales of our products.
Not at all. I'm very honored to be able to help you. But to most effectively promote your products, I believe you need the services of a well-established firm, one which can guarantee you the sales you deserve.
You mean we should appoint an agent?
Yes, to be frank, to appoint us. I understand you are selling the same products to some other Canadian importers, but this tends to complicate my business. As you know, I'm experienced in the business of T-shirts and enjoy a good business relationship with all the leading wholesalers and retailers in that line. So, one of the reasons for my visit here is to sign a sole agency agreement with you on this item for a period of 3 years. As it is to our mutual interest and profit, I'm sure you will have no objection to it.
We know you have local knowledge and good connections, but the demand for this item in your market is quite substantial. According to our records, the total amount of your orders last year was moderate, which does not warrant an agency appointment. Unless you increased the turnover, we can hardly appoint you our sole agent.
I will come to that. My proposal is T-shirts of all sizes, 700,000 pieces annually within the area of the whole Canadian market.
As far as I remember, we sold about 500,000 pieces last year to you alone. Don't you think this annual turnover is rather conservative for a sole agent?
Well, I admit I always do business on the safe side.
Our price is the lowest among all similar products, and with the sole agency in your hand, there will be no competition and you could easily control the market, which would naturally result in big sales. Your market still has great potential, I believe.
Then, could you let me have your proposal?
Let's put it in this way. I propose a sole agency agreement for T-shirts for a duration of 3 years, 700,000 pieces to be sold in the first year, 800,000 pieces in the second year, and 900,000 pieces in the third year. As to the commission, you know that all our agents in this line are getting 4%, but to help you push sales, we could make this an exception and give you 5%.
All right, I agree. When do you expect to sign the agency agreement?
Tomorrow morning at the International Building.
That will be fine.